It's Thursday, October 18th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A day after releasing U.S. Pastor Andrew Brunson last week, the government of Turkey arrested another U.S. missionary, David Bile, ordering him to leave the country after interrogating him, reports Middle East Concern. David has served Turkey for 18 years, facing multiple arrests and detentions for preaching the gospel. Please pray for David and his family and the church in Turkey. Psalm 14, 4-5 asks, "Have they no knowledge, all the evildoers who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon the Lord? There they are in great terror, for God is with the generation of the righteous." The Supreme Court of Norway set a new precedent last week after ruling in favor of a doctor's religious objection to performing a procedure that would cause an abortion, reports Alliance Defending Freedom International. In 2015, Dr. Katarzyna Jahamowicz lost her job with the general practitioner clinic in the municipality of Sauerod for refusing to aid in the administration of abortifacients because it violated her Christian belief. Yesterday, Canada became the second country in the world to legalize recreational marijuana. This comes after legalizing medical marijuana in 2001. Some provinces require government-run stores, while others allow for private retailers. Statistics Canada reports that 4.9 million Canadians used cannabis last year, spending $4.63 billion on it. The town council of Verona, Italy, voted this month to declare itself a pro-life city in a proposal to, quote, "prevent abortion and promote motherhood," end quote, reports Live Action News. The proposal, put forward by Councilmember Alberto Zelger, calls for funding of pro-life groups and for the council to promote adoption as an alternative to abortion. The initiative coincides with the 40th anniversary of Italy's legalization of the murder of unborn babies throughout the country. Isaiah 1:17 says, "Learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow." Secretary of State Mike Pompeo went to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, to investigate the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey, reports World Magazine. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is suspected of having ordered the murder of Khashoggi 2 weeks ago at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, according to Turkish officials. Khashoggi was a Saudi national and a frequent critic of the Crown Prince's policies. Ligonier Ministries released their 2018 State of Theology Survey this week in collaboration with Lifeway Research. The survey found that evangelicals were conflicted in their support for biblical doctrines. For example, an overwhelming majority of evangelicals agreed that God counts someone righteous only by faith in Christ and not by works. But a majority of respondents also agreed with statements like, quote, "most people are good by nature," end quote, and quote, "God accepts the worship of all religions," end quote. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The federal government's biggest revenue source is individual income taxes, with 2018 fiscal year taxes expected to reach $1.7 trillion, about half of federal revenues. After investigating 2016 individual tax return information, Bloomberg found that the top 3% of taxpayers paid over 50% of the income tax that year. Asiya Bibi, a Christian woman falsely accused in the Muslim-majority nation of Pakistan, made her final appeal for freedom from her death sentence last Monday before their Supreme Court. As the justices weigh their decision, public foment continues to bubble over. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report after the newscast. And finally, in God's providence, New York City, a city of 8.6 million people, went Friday, Saturday, and Sunday without any shootings or homicides for the first time in 25 years, reported the New York Police Department on Monday. The last weekend without any shootings in the Big Apple was 1993. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. on this Thursday, October 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim extremists have flooded the streets of Pakistan in protest against the release of Asia Bibi after the Supreme Court of Pakistan came together last Monday to hear Asia's final appeal of her death sentence, reports the Christian Post. The Supreme Court has not made an official public announcement about their decision, but William Stark of International Christian Concern said the fact that they had a hearing is a big development for Asia's case.
This is actually a pretty big, you know, development in her case, because not only did the Supreme Court hear her case, the Chief Justice, so the top judge in Pakistan, actually is taking notice of her case and is sitting on the 3-member bench to hear it. That's a good sign. But where we're at currently is essentially after the hearing on the 8th, the court said it's going to reserve its final decision until it's officially announced. So they didn't announce anything at the end of the hearing, but they said they were going to make a final decision, and they essentially said, you'll hear it when we announce it.
Stark addressed the wait-and-see mode until a decision is reached.
Now, we're kind of in this waiting pattern, waiting for when the Supreme Court will release its final decision. When I first heard the case last Monday, I had people saying, oh, it could be 24 hours, it could be a week, it could be a month.
Stark said that in the meantime, Pakistan's extremists have not been idle in making their opposition to Asia's possible release known.
In the meantime, Pakistan's extremists took to the streets on Friday after Friday prayers in Lahore. Basically, they went into the street condemning the Supreme Court. I think there was an extremist group that on a YouTube channel, they basically did a YouTube press conference, and they promised a, quote, horrible end for the justices involved in the Asia Bibi case if they released her.
Stark said that these threats are not unexpected or surprising in Asia's case.
It's not really that unexpected. I'm sure the Pakistani government and court were expecting this sort of reaction, why they kind of put a media blackout or attempted to put a media blackout on it to try to maybe minimize that response somehow.
Stark also said that though Asia's life is in danger, she has been well protected and taken care of by the Pakistani government.
I've worked with Malouk, the Supreme Court attorney that's actually fighting for Asia, and he and I have been kind of discussing the case and her condition for at least 2+ years now. And I've always asked him, so how is Asia doing? How is her condition in jail? Because there's often these stories in the media essentially about how Asia is sick or she's not being taken care of. She's vomiting blood is one I've heard a number of times. Malouk, her attorney, and her family are the only people that can legally visit her in prison in Pakistan. He's always told me that the conditions they've kept her in are quite safe in Pakistan.
Stark said that they even provided someone to cook her meals so she would not be poisoned.
She has a cell to herself. He, as far as he knows, she's the only person on death row that has their own television. Actually has her meals prepared for her by a private cook in fear of potentially her being poisoned or something like that.
Stark said Malouk, her attorney, is himself facing significant danger for defending Asia.
Malouk himself, being the attorney that's doing this case, has come under significant threat himself, actually being as vocal as he is. And I do know that he basically has a police bodyguard on him 24 hours a day. He's definitely being taken care of as well.
Keep the Pakistani Supreme Court justices in prayer, as Stark said that there is the possibility that one of the security detail could go rogue and attempt an assassination, something that has happened before in Pakistan.
All we have to do is look back to 2010, Salman Taseer, who was the then governor of Punjab, he advocated on behalf of Asia and said, you know, the conviction and her death sentence was wrong. The law that she's convicted under is a black law. And he was assassinated by Imtiaz Qadri, which was one of the special police officers that was a part of his security detail.
Stark said to pray for 3 things in light of the impending announcement of the final ruling on Asia's case.
Well, I think pray for, you know, just security right now for the people involved in the case. I would say that's one thing. 2, that the case is actually judged on the merits. I mean, if the Supreme Court now has an opportunity not just to release Asya from prison, which would be a wonderful thing, they also have the opportunity to set precedent. The blasphemy laws in Pakistan are some of the most abused laws in that country. The court in Pakistan currently has the opportunity to set a precedent that would start turning the tide against that, you know, those decades of abuse. And then finally, I would say, you know, pray for the safety and security of Christians in the country generally, to a number of Christians in Pakistan that are quite concerned that if Asya or when Asya is released, the fury of these extremists is going to be turned on them.
Keep this situation in fervent prayer as we wait on the Lord for the results of the decision, knowing that whatever happens, God will work it out for Asya's good and for His glory. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.